Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a sub-route course with a DJ-friendly structure for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. Today we're going to do something that sounds simple, but it's one of the biggest workflow upgrades you can make in drum and bass, separating your sub from your mid-bass, routing them cleanly, and arranging the whole thing so it feels good in a club set and easy to mix. This is the kind of setup that helps your low end behave like a system instead of a bunch of random tracks fighting each other. And in DNB, that low end is everything. If the kick, snare, and sub are not working together, the tune can lose all its power, even if the sound design is cool. So the goal here is not just to make a loop. The goal is to build a reusable template for jungle and old school DNB. Clean sub, moving mid bass, solid drum bus, bass bus, and a structure that makes sense to a DJ. Let's start with the session setup. Open a new live set and set the tempo to 170 BPM. That's a great starting point for classic jungle and old school DNB. If you want to lean a little more modern and heavy later, you can go faster, but 170 is perfect for learning this structure. Now create these tracks. Kick, snare, or clap, break, sub, mid, bass, atmos, or FX, bass, bus, drum, bus. Right away, this is about thinking in layers of responsibility. The sub handles weight. The mid bass handles movement and texture. The drums handle rhythm. The FX handle transitions. If one sound starts trying to do too many jobs, the mix gets blurry fast. Now route the sub and mid bass tracks to the bass bus. Route the kick, snare, and break tracks to the drum bus. This is a super important workflow habit because now you can control groups instead of constantly chasing individual tracks. Let's build the sub first because the sub is the foundation. On the sub track, load operator. Keep it basic. Use a sine wave or the cleanest waveform available. Don't overthink the sound design here. The sub is not supposed to be flashy. It's supposed to be solid. A good starting point is a sine wave, no glide for now, and an amp envelope with a quick attack and a medium release. Keep the volume conservative. You can always turn it up later, but if the sub is too hot at the start, it becomes hard to mix. Now write a simple MIDI bass line. For old school jungle, keep it short and rhythmic. Try a pattern that hits on beat 1, then comes back with a syncopated note before beat 3, and maybe one little response at the end of the bar. You want it to feel like it's locking in with the drums, not just playing long notes forever. After operator, add utility and set the width to 0%. That means the sub is mono, locked to the center, and that's exactly what we want. This is crucial. If your sub is wide, the low end gets unstable and the whole DJ-friendly mix becomes harder to control. Keep the sub dead center. Now let's make the mid-bass layer. On the mid-bass track, load waveeatable or operator and build something with motion and attitude, not weight. Think of this layer as the character above the sub. A nice beginner setup in waveeatable is two saw waves, slightly detuned, with a little unison. Keep the detune small, because you don't want it to turn into a huge blurry wall. Add a low-pass filter and bring the cutoff down so the sound sits in the lower mid-range instead of fighting the sub. Then put EQ8 after it and high-pass the layer somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. That keeps the mid-bass out of the sub-zone. If the layer sounds harsh, dip a little around 2 to 5 kHz. If it needs a bit more growl, you can gently boost around 200 to 400 Hz. This is classic DNB separation. The sub owns the bottom. The mid bass owns the attitude. Now let's glue those two together with a bass bus. Since sub and mid bass are already routed there, you can shape the whole bass section from one place. On the bass bus, keep the processing gentle at first. Add EQ8 if you need it, but don't get heavy-handed. Then add compressor with a light setting, something like a 2 to 1 ratio, medium attack, medium release. The point is just a little glue. Finally, add saturator for a touch of warmth and harmonics. Even just a tiny bit of drive can help the bass read better on club systems and smaller speakers. If the bass bus gets overprocessed, the groove can collapse, so stay subtle. In DNB, restraint often sounds bigger than force. Now let's build the drum foundation. On the break track, load a break sample in Simpler or directly into the track. If you want to keep it easy, just loop one or two bars first. You can slice it later, but there's no need to get complicated right away. For a jungle feel, the break should add movement and texture, while the kick and snare give the track a strong anchor. Try a kick on the downbeat, and maybe another support kick later in the bar. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4, or use a strong backbeat variation if you want a more break-led feel. Then put drum bus on the drum bus. Keep the drive low, start the boom very gently, and add a little transience if the break feels flat. If the brake is muddy, use EQ8 on the brake track and high pass around 30 to 50 Hz to clear the rumble. You can also cut some boxy areas around 300 to 600 Hz if needed. The idea is not to crush the brake. The idea is to give it life, while keeping it controlled enough for the bass to sit underneath. Now let's write the bass phrase, and this is where the tune starts to feel like music instead of a loop test. Keep it simple. For beginner DNB, a short 2-bar or 4-bar call and response phrase is much better than something busy and over-designed. Let the bass answer itself. For example, in bar 1, hit the sub on the first beat and maybe one short response later in the bar. In bar 2, change the rhythm slightly and leave a bit more space. Then in bars 3 and 4, bring the idea back with one tiny variation, maybe an extra note or a different ending. A good rule is this: the sub notes should feel like anchors and the mid-bass notes should feel like answers. Also, leave space between hits. Jungle and old school DNB often feel powerful because of what is not played. That space gives the break room to breathe and makes the groove feel more authentic. Now let's make it DJ friendly. A DJ friendly DNB structure means clear section changes every 8 or 16 bars. So we're going to think like a DJ map, not just a loop. Use arrangement view and lay out the tune like this. Bars 1 to 8, filtered drums, atmosphere, no full sub bars 9 to 16, bass enters, but keep it restrained bars 17 to 32, full drop with the main bass phrase bar 33, a small filler stop for impact bars 41 to 48, variation with a different drum chop or bass answer than the outro. Strip away the mid-bass first and leave drums and sub for mixing out. That's the kind of shape DJs love. It gives them clean points to mix in and mix out, and it makes your track feel intentional instead of endless. To create those section changes, use automation. A very easy move is to put auto filter on the mid-bass and slowly open it over the intro. You can also automate the bass bus volume slightly lower in the intro and bring it up at the drop. Add a reverb send on a snare fill before a section change, or automate the atmosphere width while keeping the sub mono. Just remember, keep stereo tricks away from the low end. The sub should stay centered the whole time. Now let's talk about the mix balance. At this stage, the goal is not to master the track. The goal is simply to make the low end behave. Check the sub in mono with utility. Make sure the mid-bass is high-passed and not stepping on the sub. Then lower the bass until the kick and snare feel clear, and slowly bring it back in. Listen at low volume too, because if the balance works quietly, it usually works better everywhere else. A practical DNB balance rule is this: the kick should punch clearly, the snare should cut through, the sub should be felt more than heard, and the mid-bass should be audible on smaller speakers without overpowering the foundation. If the kick and sub are clashing, use gentle sidechain compression on the sub from the kick. Keep it subtle. You want movement, not pumping chaos. In drum and bass, that tiny bit of space around the kick can make the whole groove feel tighter. Now add a few textures and transition details, but keep them sparing. A reverse cymbal, a noise riser, a short snare fill every 8 bars, or a filtered vocal chop can go a long way. Use auto filter, reverb on a return, echo or delay for a throw, and maybe a one shot in simpler if you want an extra hit. The main thing is to keep FX out of the low end. If your transitions are muddy, high pass them hard. The cleaner the low end stays, the more impact your transitions will have. Here's a really useful habit: save versions as you go. Save the project as version 1. Version 2, or drop test versions. That way you can experiment without fear of losing the original groove. This is especially important when you're working on bass routing, because little changes can have a big effect. Also, check the groove in 3 passes: drums only, bass only, and then together. That makes it much easier to hear whether the problem is the drum pattern, the bass phrase, or the interaction between the two. If you want a slightly rougher old-school edge, you can add a little saturation to the sub or bass bus, but keep it minimal. You can also use filter automation on the mid-bass rather than constantly changing the patch. That keeps the track feeling intentional and helps your arrangement breathe. For homework, try building a 16-bar jungle or old-school DNB loop with one mono sub and one mid-bass layer only. Repeat the bass phrase, but change one detail every 4 bars. Keep the sub below the mid layer at all times. Add a break loop and make the second 8 bars feel different. Automate one filter move into a section change. Then create a short outro that would work for DJ mixing. And after that, export it and listen in mono, on headphones, and at low volume. The big takeaway here is simple: keep the sub clean and mono, keep the mid-bass higher and more mobile, route everything through buses, and build the track in clear DJ-readable chunks. That's the workflow. When you organize your base like this, your ideas move faster, your mixdowns get easier, and your jungle or old-school DNB groove starts sounding way more intentional. If you want, next I can give you a starter MIDI bass pattern, a routing diagram, or a 32-bar arrangement map for this exact style.